Indiana wants HIP 2.0 to have a work requirement. Members would have to put in time each week working, training, job hunting, or learning in some sort of classes. Some people would be exempt.
They're either the primary caregiver of someone, or they're medically frail, or they're currently a student, they're pregnant, they've been recently incarcerated.
Susan Jo Thomas of Covering Kids and Families of Indiana, a healthcare advocacy group.
I think that's really forward-looking to understand that those groups are not able to enter the workplace.
For the non-exempt people, if they don't meet the required number of hours, their health coverage would be suspended until they've met the quota for a month. It's important to note that other states have asked for work requirements, but so far none have been approved. They could cause people to lose health coverage. But earlier this year, the Fed signaled that they might be open to the idea. The state also wants to change how it collects member payments to make it easier. It's also seeking a higher reimbursement rate for addiction treatment to increase the number of doctors treating the disease. The proposed changes will be up for public comment for 1 month. Jake Harper, SideFX Public Media.